The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
He's one of the up-and-coming defensemen in the San Jose Sharks organization. He is Jack Thompson, back for yet another year in teal. And you look good in teal, by the way. Give us a thought on the summer.
It was good. I got a lot of work done this summer. I feel like putting on a little bit of weight helped me, and had a great time away from the rink also, being at the lake and being at the cottage and hanging out with my friends, golfing. It was amazing.
That downtime really is critical, isn't it, for the mind to get free?
It is, yeah. Obviously, we're under a lot of pressure, and we're playing a lot during the season. So to be able to go home and see your family and friends and kind of just wind down for a bit, and then by the end of it, you're ready to come back and you're excited to be back here. So it's fun.
What'd you learn last year?
Lots of things. I mean, getting the opportunity to play quite a few games last year and learning from all these players that playing with and also playing against. I mean, playing against all these good players, kind of shows you what you need to work on, what you are good at, and what you can bring to the table.
Also, you got some playoff experience with the San Jose Barracuda. What was that like?
It was fun. It was a really good time. Obviously, everyone talks about it. Playoffs is a different beast in regular season, no matter what league you're in. So we had a good time down there. I wish we could have went further, but I thought we showed well.
But one thing that it does give you exposure to is a group of young players that are on their way up in their careers, people like Philip Bisted, who had a great playoff. Askarov, of course, we all know, had a great playoff and goal. You got Jake Furlong on defense, several other players there. What do you make of that young, talented group?
Yeah, I think last year with the CUDA, we had a very young and talented group. And I think the CUDA, there's always so many young prospects that we have in this organization that are trying to prove themselves and make it to the next level. So it's always competitive down there, and the guys work really hard down there.
Now, the competition is pretty stiff at the NHL level for you to get a spot, which is the case every year, but there are some real veteran players that have been brought to the team that I suppose you could probably learn a lot from, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Klingberg, Orlov, Letty, guys like that, it's bringing them in and just watching them. I've been here for a couple weeks skating with them, and you already see so much things and learn so much things just in that short period of time. So getting the chance to be here with them and learn from them is important for me.
What about the off-ice training? You said you put on a little bit of weight. How much weight did you put on?
About 8 pounds. So it was a good summer. A lot of eating and training and stuff like that. So it was good. And, I feel a lot stronger, and it's nice.
Well, the one thing that people don't realize is you have to have that conditioning at the start of the year. It's really odd, but it seems like you lose some conditioning during the course of an 82-game schedule. What about the idea of getting through that with a team that's on the West Coast that does all of the travel? How challenging has that been?
Yeah, it is. There is a lot of travel and stuff like that. But I think our strength staff and guys in the organization help us a lot with that sort of stuff, with working, whether it's working out, biking, or getting some sprints in on the ice. I think it helps us.
Who'd you work out with in the summer?
I trained with Matt Nichol in Toronto. There's a lot of NHL players at that gym. Jake Wallman's one of them. Obviously, you're familiar with him from last year, and Cardwell here as well. And there's plenty of guys like Sagan, Tippett, guys like that. So being able to train with some high-end NHLers like that as well, it helped me all summer.
What about your confidence level coming into training camp? It looked like every time you run the ice, you made really good decisions and you learned a lot. What about how confident you feel coming in this year?
Yeah, I feel confident. I mean, obviously last year, getting to know the NHL a little bit kind of helped me, and I started to feel more comfortable by the end of my time last year up in the NHL. So coming in, with some confidence, and, I'm just really excited to get it underway.
Well, we're all confident, and we're all excited to see another season from you. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.